Today's Tanya for the 27th day of Kislev is at the beginning of Perek Dalet on Daf Ches Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 14. In Perek Gimel, in yesterday's Shir, the Alter Rebbe explained the 10 faculties that make up, that the soul contains, 3 of them in intellect and 7 of them emotion, and explained how Chochmah and Bina are the father and the mother that create the emotion, as for example understanding the greatness of God produces fear of God, and then also love of God, a desire to be closer, and that Das is the preservative, is what gives the emotion its stability and its permanence and its reality, because Das means attachment to the idea, becoming one with the concept. In Perek Dalet, the Alter Rebbe introduces the garments of the soul, the tools with which the 10 powers of the Neshama express themselves outwardly. Perek Dalet. V'eigesh l'chol nefesh elikis. Another thing that every godly soul has is shleisha levushim, is 3 garments. In addition to the 10 powers, the neshama also has 3 garments. Now, garments are different from powers of the soul, because the powers of the soul are intimate parts of the soul and are not easily changed or exchanged. When a person understands a certain way, to change the way he understands takes a great effort, because his understanding, his intellect, is an internal and therefore more permanent part of the neshama than the garments. And the same is true with emotion, that to change an emotion to love when you don't love, or to not love when you do love, this is a difficult process, because you're dealing with an internal change, a change in the neshama itself. Whereas garments of the soul, they are referred to as garments precisely because, as garments, or like garments, they can either be put on or taken off without any, painlessly, without any great effort. The 3 garments are machshava, dibur, u'maisa, shel tayag, mitzvos ha-Torah, the thought, speech, and deed of the tayag, mitzvos of the Torah. Since we're talking about the godly soul, the thought, speech, and deed of a godly soul is thought, speech, and deed of Torah and mitzvos. When the Alter Rebbe will describe the animal soul, which also has the 3 garments, thought, speech, and deed, but then the garments are unholy, they are not in matters of Torah and mitzvos. So the garments of thought, speech, and deed are garments because a person can act or not act, and in the middle of an act he can stop without any great effort. In the middle of speaking, one can stop without any, with a little more effort, but not with any great effort. And even in thought, where a person can't stop thinking completely, but he can easily or readily change the topic or the subject of the thought from one subject to another. Even from one extreme to another. He can think positive thoughts one moment, and then when he decides, he can turn around and begin thinking negative thoughts without going through any traumatic changes. Another thing about garments is that they are so external to the person himself that not only can he wear his garment or not wear his garment with equal ease, but he can also wear someone else's garment. So that when a person is wearing a garment, it need not necessarily be his own. A person cannot feel feelings that are not his own. A person's feelings are always his own. The way a person understands is, he can only understand it the way his mind works, the way he understands. But a person can think somebody else's thoughts. You read something that somebody else wrote, and you can think what he wrote. You may not agree with him. It may not appeal to you, but you can think it. So even thought, which is the most internal garment of the 3, yet even in thought, you can be thinking thoughts that are not your own at all, that you yourself don't agree with. So in the godly soul, thought, speech, and deed are in Torah and mitzvahs. when a person performs in action, the act of mitzvahs ubedibur hu esig v'pirush kol taryag mitzvahs. And in speech, he engages in the explanation of the mitzvahs and the study of it, studying it out loud, v'hilcheseihen, and the details of those mitzvahs, u'machshol v'hum masikol ma'asher shalol l'hasig v'pardes ha'toizo, and in thought he comprehends all that he is able to understand in the different levels of Torah, pshat, zemez, drush, and seid, ha'rei klolus tayag evrei nafshi, then all the 613 limbs of his soul are meluboshim b'tayag mitzvahs ha'toizo, are clothed within the 613 mitzvahs of Torah. Torah has 613 mitzvahs, the neshama has 613 parts, and the body has 613 parts. So when a person thinks and speaks and does Torah and mitzvahs, then all 613 parts of the neshama find expression through those three garments. They find expression into Torah and mitzvahs. So the neshama connects to mitzvahs through the garments. Ubeprotus, more specifically, the chinat chabad shebenafshei, the chochma bina das of the neshama, clothes itself and expresses itself into Torah and mitzvahs by meluboshes basodes ha-Torah, are clothed in the understanding of Torah, which means primarily through the garment of thought, shehu masik bepardes kefi yecheles hasagose v'sheirish nafshei lemaila. To the degree that a person understands the four levels of Torah according to his capacity, his intellectual capacity, and also according to the shedish of his neshama, to the root of his neshama above. Certain neshamas, because of their origin, are more apt to understand one part of Torah, whether it's pshat or demez or drush or seid, and another person, because of his shedish and neshama, will excel in a different part of Torah. And the emotions, where do they express themselves into Torah and mitzvahs? The emotions which are fear and love of God, and the branches and the offshoots of these emotions, as we said earlier, love and fear are the primary emotions, and the other emotions are branches and offshoots of the primary emotions. So where do the emotions, all of them, express themselves? Meluboshes b'kiyam ha-mitzvahs b'maisu b'dibur. They express themselves more through the other two garments, the active performance of the mitzvah, which is the garment of action, will be dibur, and in speech, shehu talmud Torah shekeneged kulam. Speech is the involvement or the engagement in the study of Torah, and it is through speech and through action that emotions find expression. So intellect, Chabad, expresses itself primarily through the garment of thought, and emotions express themselves primarily through the garments of action and speech. How does love express itself? In the act of a mitzvah, it's because love is the source, the root, of all 248 positive mitzvahs. In other words, because a person loves God, that's what motivates him to fulfill the mitzvahs, to do the positive mitzvahs. He wants to be closer to God, which is the instinct or the impulse of love, is to become closer. And how do you become closer? By doing a mitzvah. U'mimeno, and from the love, hein nimshoches, the act of the mitzvahs flow from that love, ubelada, and without that love, ein lahem kiyum amiti, they don't have a true existence, a true fulfillment. Not that the mitzvah isn't a mitzvah, but that the person isn't doing it truly unless he's doing it out of love. But even if a person isn't doing it truly, the mitzvah still remains a divine act and has infinite significance. Ki hamakaimon be'emez, because the one who fulfills the mitzvah with truth, in truth, who, ha'eyeh v'shem Hashem, is the one who loves God. chafetz l'davka be'emes, and he wants to truly cleave to God, v'yechshev l'davka be'emes, and there's no truer way to cleave to God, kiyim b'kiyim remach b'kudim, other than through the fulfillment of the 248 commandments, shehem remach ivorin d'malko kiv'yachol, which are compared to the two, which are referred to as the 248 limbs of the king. So that in God also, we say that there are 248 limbs, just as there are in the body, just as there is in Teva, 248 limbs, and in the Neshama, 248 limbs. K'meshe Kosem, Mokimachar, as it explained elsewhere. So the love is the source, the inspiration, the motivation for the performance of the 248 positive mitzvahs. So through the act of the mitzvah, the love is expressed. How does fear express itself in the act of a mitzvah? The hayizah hishedish l'shasal l'sesa. Fear is the root or the inspiration in the care that a person takes not to violate one of the 365 prohibitions or negative commandments. Ki yorei, he observes those commandments, he refrains from sinning because he's afraid. Limreid b'melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is afraid to rebel, to mutiny against the King of Kings, against God. Or fear can also be on a deeper, more internal level, and that is that he is ashamed of God's greatness, to do that which goes against God's will, to go against his will, velasis harabe enov, and to do that which is evil in God's eyes, kol teyavas Hashem ashesono, all those things that God finds distasteful, which he hates, heim haklipis v'sitra acha, which is a klipa, and sitra acha. This fear that is called shame is similar to the feeling that a person has, the fear that a person has when he's in the presence of a great chacham or a great tzaddik. The fear is a feeling of shame, a feeling of insignificance. He is ashamed of his own smallness in the presence of greatness. And this is a deeper fear than the fear of God's authority. So the person who is afraid of God on either level will refrain from doing a sin because he doesn't want to do what is evil in God's eye. And what is evil in God's eye? All those things that are unholy, klipa, and come from the side that is not holiness. And where does this klipa receive its nourishment? From the person here below. How does klipa thrive? Because it siphons off like a parasite. It draws life off that which is holy, and that is the person, the Jew, and how does the klipa get hold of a Jew? How is he able to siphon energy from the holiness of a Jew? It is through the Jew's committing any of the 365 negative commandments, prohibitions. When a Jew does an aveda, he is feeding holy energy into unholiness, and that's how unholiness grows and thrives. So he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to feed God's enemy, to support God's enemy in the presence of God, and because of that fear, he refrains from doing the sin. So the love and fear, the emotions of the godly soul, find expression in the act of the mitzvah, either in the positive mitzvah or in refraining from the negative mitzvah. Love expresses itself in the act of the mitzvah, and fear expresses itself in the refusal or in the care to not commit a negative commandment. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 27th of Kislev, for the third day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that the second time that the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned, in the year Tovkuf Samach Aleph, which was the second imprisonment, he was not mistreated. He was not kept under conditions as severe as the first. But the accusations were more severe. because the primary slander had been against the teachings of Hasidus. Not a personal attack on the Rebbe, but against the teachings of Hasidus. And the opposition from the Misnagdim was very strong. He was incarcerated in a fortress called Taina Soviet, and he was set free on the third night of Hanukkah. In Teira Sholim, on page 84, it brings the same story, and it says that Alter Rebbe was set free on the fifth night of Hanukkah. And the Rebbe, Zal Gesundsein, says that we should assume that both are correct, and that there were aspects of Geula on both days, not in the spiritual sense, but in the physical sense.